Prince is dead.
Oh, that's very fascinating to me. I read a lot myself. Some people think I'm too intellectual, but I think it's a fabulous way to spend your spare time. I also play racquetball. Do you have any hobbies?
I collect spores, molds, and fungus.
Guys, it's him.
Hey, I need help.
God rest his soul, Harold Ramis. We'll be playing clips of his movies and his performances throughout the show today. And I hope you enjoy that. Yes, you need help. What about?
I need help because I need a maybe one, two short phrase that I can heckle Marshall Henderson with tomorrow. Marshall, you know what I'm saying? So I need to take some.
I don't want to say what comes to mind.
Well, no, you need to work on it. I don't need it until tomorrow.
Okay.
So.
Not a fan.
Live fan feedback me.
I don't like him.
Well, I know, but you usually come up with these little haikus. What are they called? Haiku?
I could do a haiku. It seems a little clunky to be doing it. I mean, he's going to be at the other end of the court by the time you finish it. He needs something a little more succinct, as it were.
All right, we'll work on some. Give me something.
A chant of sorts.
A chant, and I'll get the whole front row to do it with me.
Okay. I don't hate the idea.
Marshall. Oh, maybe it's not. Maybe it's something else. It can rhyme. It's words.
How about Marshall sucks? It's got a nice ring to it.
That's good. That's good. I wonder if you heard that one.
Problem is nobody's going to chant it, especially from the front Gucci Row Ole Miss style. They're going to be sitting there drinking their champagne cocktails with their pinkies out.
That's true.
Watching Marshall go up and down and make trees. You're going to be one of like seven people in the arena hoping he doesn't make jump shots.
Me and the Alabama team.
Yeah, and Anthony Gray. I mean, I'm talking about people who are not involved in the game itself.
Yeah.
Just as far as fans in the building. You're going to be one of like seven people who don't want him to make a three tomorrow.
So what happens? Do I cheer?
If he doesn't make a three, I think you should go nuts. I think you should absolutely show your butt like that coach did the other
coach,
day.
Yes. Boise from, State coach.
Yes, did you see that?
That was hilarious.
If you didn't see it, it basically came down to there was like a half-court shot made by the opposing team, and they basically waved it off. So Boise held on, and they're standing there at the scores table, him and the opposing coach. And the guy goes crazy and starts dancing around. They need to come back over and shake the coach's hand. It was pretty classless, I thought.
Yeah.
I understand the jubilation, and I like to see coaches celebrate. Belichick drives me nuts because even if they win a dramatic game, he doesn't even smile. It drives me nuts. I'm like, what's the point of doing something if you can't derive any joy from it once in a while?
That's true.
But anyway, that was weird.
Have you ever celebrated – in your opponent's face like that?
Here's the thing I will say, and it is surprising to me. I have lost so many times. I am not a great loser, though. As much as I've done it, as good as I am at it, I am not a great loser. However, I would say that I am a way above average winner.
Very gracious winner.
I think I'm a pretty gracious winner, considering if you knew what you know about me and were around me a lot.
It doesn't happen too often, bless you.
You wouldn't think that I would be good at winning. You think that I would rub it in because I do it so rarely.
Yeah. But well, maybe you don't know how to celebrate.
No, I do. I enjoy it. I just try not to do it because I'm always cognizant of the other person. I try to be.
Yeah.
I'm pretty self-aware, and I try to be cognizant of the other person. Like, I've won some in a four-ball match or something I've won, you know, and my partner has done things afterwards that have made me uncomfortable. Because I don't feel bad for losing, but I want to portray that I feel bad for. I want to show some compassion towards my fellow man, even though on the inside I'm going, yes, we just kicked her.
Is it because it's taken so much out of you to actually win something that you don't have any energy left to celebrate?
No, it's not that. No. Okay. It's something else.
I don't know. That would.
How would you rate yourself? Scale 1 to 10 as a winner.
That would.
Scale
say
of 1 to
that
10.
You have an emotion, you have a feeling, and I don't think you do.
I told you, I have one.
One.
Scale of 1 to 10. How would you rate yourself as a winner?
As a winner? Like my celebrations? Or how?
How do you think you comport yourself as a winner?
Oh, I like.
Scale of 1 to 10. Because as a loser, you're like a 2. I've seen you lose. You're really a jerk when you lose.
I'm not a jerk when I win, too.
That's true.
Have you seen how I talk down to the kids on Shoot Up with the Shooter? Have you seen?
Yeah, but that's shtick.
Yeah,
that's not shtick. How you really are. I've seen you in pickup games, though. And you've been fine. But I've seen you in, like, tournament or league games that actually go, like, there's a record, even though it's, like, 3-on-3 church league. I've seen you be pretty...
I've been a jerk.
Pretty aggressive after a win. If the guy asked for it.
Yeah, that's the whole thing.
There are a lot of guys. I mean, we've talked about it. Sterner, we've talked about with him before, too. I mean, there are guys who want to make a name against somebody who used to be somebody because they've never been anybody.
Post-job. make an old school hook shot on you.
Yeah, try to D you up. I mean, that's the biggest thing with you. I see guys try to D up. I'm like, that isn't going to go well.
No, it's not. It's like, come on, bro. We're just trying to have some fun out here, lose a little bit of weight.
What a busy night for Raymond Felton last night, Pat. New York Knicks point guard.
Jeez.
2 of 3 from three last night. 3 of 4 from the field. 7 assists to lead his team in a very dramatic home loss, unfortunately, to the Dallas Mavericks. Then he went out with some friends, I guess, and got arrested on 3 counts of criminal possession of a weapon. And I don't know if you heard or not, New York don't screw around with illegal weapon stuff.
Does that have a spot in the box score?
No.
Where do you fit guns?
No place
gun
for that.
Possession in the stat sheet.
Well, he is a shooter.
He had 10 points, 3 assists, 4 guns, and 5...
3 misdemeanor assaults.
Steals.
Well, I don't know if they're misdemeanor. I guess it's probably felony. 3 counts of criminal possession of a weapon. Charged with second and third degree criminal possession of a firearm, which are felonies, and fourth degree possession of a firearm, which is a misdemeanor. So he ran the gamut. He got both. He's expected to appear in criminal court today, and probably already has by now. I'll get an update on this. Charges don't stem from him using the firearm in a menacing manner, but possessing a gun he wasn't registered to have. Turned himself in, and he just signed a 3-year, $10 million contract last season with the Knicks.
He turned himself in?
Yes, because he's facing 2 felony charges. Now, how they found out that he had these guns that he doesn't have a license for, I don't know. But again, the city and state of New York are not known to screw around too much when it comes to issues like this.
The issue of professional athletes carrying guns is a whole nother side.
Okay.
Okay. I don't understand if you feel like you need to have a gun, why you don't register it.
Yeah, that's what I don't get.
That's the most mind-boggling thing of them all. Whatever you feel about having a gun is whatever, but whatever.
Why are you carrying them around all the time? Why do you need 4 guns with you?
Some guys think, you know, there are guys who think they have legitimate safety concerns. I've never heard of an NBA player being shot at in
Stephon Marbury
in New York.
Is from New York.
Right.
Was driving through his neighborhood. Somebody jacked him for his Bentley. Right,
his neighborhood where he lives now, or his neighborhood
where he grew up?
Okay, well.
And I understand, yeah, where that goes. But you've heard in the NFL.
If you're
going
to go to your old neighborhood where people are not as well to do, you might want to. And you shouldn't have to, but that's just the reality of it. If we were going to go in a neighborhood that I wasn't comfortable in and it was going to be late at night or something, I might say, hey, maybe you leave those earrings or that ring or, you know, that purse at home, you know?
But if you're driving your beautiful Chrysler 300,
yeah, well,
come on, bro.
Well, that thing's like a tank. Nobody's going to mess with me. But I'm just getting, I mean, look, I don't want to say he's asking for it, but I mean, that's not a very smart. I'm saying in general, it isn't an issue.
Well,
but I agree with you too. It's a guy, you know what? It's an American right to carry a weapon if you choose. Your point is the one that needs to be made. Why do you not register it? You're a wealthy dude who could probably register a whole arsenal of guns if you wanted to.
Yeah, of course.
That's a good point. First one ever. Just kidding.
And why does he carry 4 guns? I don't know.
I don't either.
Maybe.
Hey, Efe.
Yeah, what's up? The Raymond Felton story, I read that earlier today. He's getting divorced from his wife.
Yeah.
And his wife turns those into the authorities.
Ah.
On him. So she did him dirty on the way out the door.
Wow, that is such a Richard move by a chick.
I'm all of a sudden Richard on his side completely.
Wow. Yeah, I caught that earlier on Twitter, and I was like, that's dirty right there. He wasn't even out with him or anything.
Honestly,
the ex-wife turns into the authority.
That is so weak. If I honestly, in divorce court, you should be able to use that, and she should get nothing. Yeah. What a loser! What a terrible thing to do to somebody.
Hey, love the show, guys. You guys have a good one.
Thank you. I hate Raymond Felton's soon-to-be ex-wife. Now I got a vendetta. Hang on a second, Matt. I'm going to get these two calls in quick before we take a break.
You got a vendetta.
I got an issue with her. That's pathetic. Yeah. What a loser. Hey, Ben.
Hey, I just had a piece of advice for Bradley on what he could do with Marshall Henderson.
Okay.
I want to take him back to, I guess, it's the early 90s and tell him he should go all Spike Lee sitting in the front row and just say Marshall like they used to do Reggie Miller.
The problem is, if you remember, Reggie broke their hearts in that playoff game.
Well, one time, but there was also times that the Knicks also prevailed too. So
that's a good point. I'll tell you what, I just thought of something, Ben, as you called in with that. I appreciate the call. It's not a bad idea.
Thanks, buddy.
If you really want to distract him, if you really want to throw him off, if you really want to impact the outcome of the game and keep your record safe, as soon as they tip the game off, you need to take your shirt off. How could he possibly not be distracted if you're sitting in the front row with no shirt on?
The problem is all the cheerleaders are going to get distracted. I mean, do we really want to do that to the young girls in college?
No, that's true. What if they drop a cheerleader while they're doing some sort of basket catch that a guy forgets to basket?
There you go. I mean, listen, the Tad Pad is there's not a lot of pretty things to look at. The lights, actually, last time I was there, the lights actually cut off. So maybe that could happen again.
That could happen. Yeah,
let's be honest. Something is gonna break in that old school Tad Pad.
What if? Can you imagine the glare? I mean, because it ain't exactly sunshine season. You ain't exactly got that beautiful body tanned up.
No, not yet. Not yet, at least.
Steve.
Okay. On the subject for Pat. Pat, here's a couple ideas. I like Justin's idea, but
you're always looking for an excuse to take your shirt off anyway.
Yeah. Absolutely. You could, when he's going up, you could scream timeout, or you could also bring in a referee's whistle to the game, dude. That might get you in trouble.
One of those are going to get him ejected from the game. We need him to be there for the whole game.
That's not good.
That's a terrible idea.
Keep working.
Hey, you know what? We still have 2 hours and 10 minutes left for you to come up with something less terrible than that, Steve.
Let me just say this. Go Hawks.
Okay, there you go.
Okay.
What about if I have a poster board, a big poster board? I say, Marshall, attack the basket right on there.
I like that. That would actually be funny.
You know what I mean?
That would be very funny, and that would be sort of tongue-in-cheek, and everything would understand that. That'd be funny. That'd be good. That's smart. That's smart funny. I like that. Harold Ramis would applaud that. God rest his soul.
May he rest in peace.
Yes. We are at Landers Chrysler Dodge Jeep in Benton, and they would applaud you if you came down here and got yourself a great deal. I love getting calls from listeners who come down here and take advantage of the deals they have here. That's a beautiful thing. Makes me
candy
happy.
Apple red and peanut butter
peanut
interior.
Butter. Buddy, I'm telling you, the most delicious ride in the world. This is a black car.
Is that
that has
butter?
Candy apple interior.
Oh.
And by the way, speaking of that, did you see the Razorback red is changing? Pantone or whatever they call it, 200 to 202. It's got a hair more maroon in it. It was brought to my attention yesterday by a county judge here in the fine state of Arkansas. I'll show you the difference. I don't like the new one. I like the old one. The old one looks like this Dodge over here.
Okay. Give me a reference. Like what red?
I'm telling you right now.
St. Louis Cardinals is
no,
Cardinal.
No, no. Okay, I'm giving you.
I know, but
okay. Yes, more Cardinal red, like the one I have on right now. It's more red, more bright red, more. Yeah, St. Louis Cardinal red.
Well, how can the listeners
versus more Mississippi State red, where there's a hint of maroon within it. It's not Alabama red, but it's a little more like Mississippi State-ish. It's a little. There are some inconsistencies, and so I saw a tweet from Mike Waddell, who apparently is in charge of all things
colors.
Lots of stuff. Anyway, making sure everything is all good and right in the world. But he sent a picture out and said here's the difference, where the guy had like a St. Louis Cardinals red Razorback hat, and then a shirt on that was more maroony. And most of the stuff they're putting out now is a little more of a maroon red than it is red, traditional red. I like the brighter red more. And I hate the Cardinals, but the Cubs use that same red in their logo too, so I like that brighter red.
I do agree that when you look at when you think of uniforms, the brighter of that color, blue, the Kentucky blue, Tennessee orange, you got some of the other ones that stand out, it's because of that sharp color. You know what I'm saying? It's
the powder blue of UCLA.
Powder blue?
Yeah. You're right.
Just my take. Oregon.
Oregon's yellow. 47 different combinations. Green. That's what gets us on them.
Either way, I like it.
Yeah. How about Jim's Razorback Pizza? I like that.
Yeah.
And they, regardless of what color red they use in their logo, it's delicious pizza, delicious sandwiches, fantastic. You know what? We haven't had them up in a couple weeks. It's time. Hey, Curtis, I'm talking to you. Don't come today, though, because we're not there. Today is Tuesday, which means any of the three locations can help you out. 3 to 6, happy hour. Check out the drink specials and a buck off any appetizer. You know what would be a great day to come up, Curtis? It'll be Thursday. We could talk about a little watch party, maybe. Because that's a huge game. People are fired up for this Kentucky Wildcat-Arkansas game. Yeah. That's a big game Thursday. It's so meaningful for Arkansas and for Kentucky to try to help its seeding as well. Wednesday night is family night. Order a large pizza of any kind. Get a mini pizza free. And you can actually watch Marshall Henderson try to break Pat Bradley's consecutive games with a three-pointer record while you're sitting there eating a delicious triplets pizza and a little salad and maybe some wings. So there you go. And if you haven't had their fresh-baked pasta, check it out. It's on Highway 10. It's on Morgan Maumelle. It's at Central Avenue in the Temperance Hill Square in Hot Springs. Three locations. Great stuff all the way around. We're at Landers. Back in a sec.